Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 7.73, up 8.75 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.25, up 17.75. December, 7.39, up 12.75. March, 7.61, up 12.25. July, 7.86, up 12.25. December, 8.18, up 4.75 on the open. September corn opened at 5.47, up 24.75 on the open. December, 5.51, up 17.75. March, 5.71, up 18.75. May, 5.91 and a quarter, up 25.75. July, 6.01, up 26.5. September, 5.92, up 15. December, 5.96, up 17. July of 2010, 6.15, up 15 on the open. September beans open at 12.80, up 64 on the open. November, 12.11, up 35. January, 12.32, up 39.75. March, 12.47, up 40.5. July, 12.60, up 40. November of 2009, 11.85, up 23 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 3.42.50, up $11 on the open. October soybean oil opened up at 48.45, up 133. October live cattle open at 102.60, up 55 on the open. September feeders 110.10, up 45. October lean hogs 68.75, up 12.5 on the open. And February bellies 87 even, up 10 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, off of the opening bell, the prices have settled back and onto a little bit of a lower range. And I guess my take on this is I really want to see how prices settled on the day.
Yeah, that's right. And we really want to see the wheat come back out of the hole here. You know, there's no question that the USDA is moving our way in terms of lower domestic row crop supplies. But we really didn't get, in the analytical side, what we wanted in terms of a global reduction in the wheat ending stocks. We saw the Australians came down. But we also had that met with a lot of European, Russian, Ukrainian increases in both wheat and in corn as well. So wheat's still the leader to the downside. You can tell after the limit-up move shortly after the opening in corn when the wheat started to give way, that really took the luster off corn, it looked like to us. And you know, so that's something that's very much going on in the market right now.
Yep, the ending stocks on the wheat up 3.73 million metric tons from a month ago. We did see the corn ending stocks, though, down on a world basis 3.44. And I guess I just wonder whether or not this we've seen enough in this report to that we'll have traders beginning to increase their focus on fundamentals. Of course, we're getting closer to the harvest as well. Or do we have to wait another 4 weeks to have the macros continue to work their way through, the Lehman Brothers and that issue, the total sales report this morning, very bearish? Are we going to get a decoupling, and if so, what's the time frame?
I don't think we can wait another 4 weeks, Dave. I think the fear of psychology and the frenzy, the shark is in the water type mindset, in terms of trade psychology and the financial and credit markets will start to come out the longer this goes. So I really think this Fannie Freddie bailout last weekend needs to turn the corner and needs to show a turning of the corner. We think that may be happening right now. Lehman is supposedly going to have a buyer. The key now is this makes the analysis a lot easier for us. We've got the report showing tighter supplies here in the U.S. We've got the dollar correcting, hitting resistance, and backing off nicely. and now close to a major support level. And the hurricane rain damage in the Corn Belt in the next few days is looming. So the key now is we don't want to see a weaker close here. And I think a major, major chart point that needs to be brought up, certainly we're looking at it every day, is because of the wheat weakness and because of these outside market fundamentals, that Dow AIG Commodity Index, that weekly chart, is still extremely important to us. We're riding the 200-week moving average right now. We've not been below that 200-week moving average going all the way back to 2006, 2007, so we cannot take that out on a weekly close, or we're going to have to make some moves in terms of buying puts. So having said that, I think the time is right now. I think this report should turn the corner. The outside markets look like they want to turn the corner. And having said that, I would say if we don't get that turn, we're going to have to make a move. Now, today's report does one other thing for us real quickly. It puts us into more of a framework and a mindset that we've been carrying for several months now, that the cash corn and bean market will show the support faster and the basis will be stronger, and we'll have more likelihood of the on-farm storage paying off. So we want to be real reluctant sellers of cash corn and beans and more proactive in the put side. And I think that makes a lot of sense to farmers now that they're seeing what's happening in the beans, and especially the September beans, and how the Gulf beans are now $1.60 over November. Some are expecting it to go as much as $2 over November, and we're seeing that happening at the Board of Trade right now, where sellers are caught short, commercials are coming in and buying to take delivery from what our reports are with the boots on the ground up there in the pits. The pits are a lot more active here in the beans and the corn the last few days from some of the contacts I spoke with this morning.
And more contracts being traded in a more frenzied manner than over the last several sessions, it looks like to me as well.
Yeah, and the commercials typically like to trade the big volume in the pits, and it sounds like that's exactly what's happening, especially in the beans. One of my contacts called me this morning and said it looks as though the locals were caught short yesterday when a fairly large commercial came in, or commercial-related trader came in, and they're still trying to work themselves out of it right now.
Well, that all said, what you have painted for us is a fairly positive picture. I don't want to say it's wildly bullish, but
right.
it is bullish. Is it bullish enough for you to think that the lows then, that we're going to see pre-harvest lows this year, like we've done in the last couple of years in corn and beans?
Yes, I do believe that. Now, I'm talking about the cash market primarily, Dave.
Cash market primarily.
Yeah, the futures market here, the two numbers we're watching, other than that Dow AIG weekly 200-week moving average, is the December dollar. There's a huge support line and 10-day moving average at 79.45 there. We'd like to see that violated. That would give us some future strength, we think. Also, the Dees wheat, yesterday's low of 7.14. I would really like to see us not close below that because, again, I have to put wheat as the leader, unfortunately, and it's been the leader to the downside here recently. But the cash market, I think, is secure. I think Chicago's in a mindset that the crop will get smaller here overall, especially if these rains play out the way they're supposed to the next 4 or 5 days. For futures, though, we want that Dow AIG dollar and wheat to work in our favor, and obviously the big picture credit market issues, we'd like to heal those up as well. So we're not asking for much, Dave, just a few things. Kind of like a Christmas wish list.
Oh, Santa Claus will be very good to you if you're very good to him.
That's what we're hoping.
At some point then, do you begin to come back in and with a call mindset?
Yeah, we were looking at a bullish report, maybe being able to get back up to the 625 level in the Dees corn, maybe get back up to the 1350 level in the Nov beans. I would say that. And that's our targets for our hedges on a bullish-type mindset here and an early pre-harvest low mindset in the futures. I'd set that up and then say to clients, how far ahead are you sold? What's your crop insurance looking like? And then make the determination of whether calls are needed or not. We've been long calls pretty much all year long in beans. We continue to keep those November bean calls in place. Really don't have a lot of calls in corn on except for our feed grain hedgers, or our livestock hedgers, I should say. So I can see why someone would want to buy calls if they're in the right position if we're looking at price levels that high off of this report and off of the overall outside markets turning around.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Ed Kieser's extended forecast highlights look like this. Hurricane Ike will likely make landfall in Texas around midnight to 2 a.m., not far from Galveston. Flooding rain from Ike will occur in portions of Texas, Oklahoma, southeastern Kansas, western Louisiana, Arkansas, and Missouri. Heavy rainfall from Ike is likely in Illinois, Indiana, southern Michigan, and western Ohio on Sunday into Sunday night. The potential exists for heavy rainfall of 1 to 3 inches and locally heavier amounts for all of Illinois and Indiana, except for the northwest corner of Illinois Sunday and Sunday night. And some flooding is possible. After a wet weekend, a projected period of dry weather will follow for at least of all of next week. Be sure to give us a call and let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You can do that at 217-333-0853. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. Let's go ahead and take a look at outside markets and see what people are thinking about Ike at the moment. The October crude oil contract at 102.80 is up 193. November at 102.10, up 117. October ethanol, 219, up 2.5. October natural gas at 751.3, up 26.3. The RBOB for October at 287.55 is up 12.67. The November at 267.45 is up 8.62. October propane not trading. Go down to the silver contracts. October silver not trading either. It looks like none of the silver contracts are trading at the moment.